Thanks for downloading another episode of the Lions Roar podcast. My name's David Kendra. Hey, look, I know we said last week would be the last Lions Roar podcast, but call this a Lions Roar extra, if you like. This week, highlights from Saturday's do-or-die encounter with Solihull Moors. We'll have a report and interviews from the Vixens, newly crowned champions of the WSL Northern Division 1, and a tribute to the departing Adam Boyes. But we'll start with commentary from Nethermore on Saturday, as all Guiseley fans held their breath and kept an eye on events at York. They needed to match or better York and Braintree's results in order to stay up. Commentary here from myself, Chris Bell and Colin Robertson.
Meanwhile, a corner which isn't being taken at all quickly, as a ball has to be returned to that right corner. Is for Solihull, and they will take it on this right-hand side with four to aim for in the box. It goes in, headed away by Walton, only as far as the edge of the D, and it's driven back in by Byrne. The captain's shot is deflected, and Geiser can come away with the ball, but Solihull again close down and win that second phase well. Norte now plays the ball out to the right-hand side, where Sterling's found space. Lowe's up against Sterling. Sterling running onto the edge of the 18-yard box. Gets a shot, takes a deflection. Into the D, though, still. Chance now for Geiser to clear with Veselovsky. Eventually getting it, but there's a chase on for Hurst. He doesn't win it. Byrne does. Byrne scoops it forward, and then Solihull retain possession and are on that left-hand side. Cut in field with Charles. He's square now to Sterling. Sterling, some distance from goal, looks ahead, plays it out to the right-hand side now, and then there's a challenge comes in from Palmer, and the referee has given a penalty, I think. There's a challenge from Palmer right on the very edge of the area, and Solihull Moors are awarded a penalty.
Not much claims from the Guiseley players, which does suggest there was contact. It was right on the edge of the penalty area, though. It was a lunging challenge by Ashley Palmer. He didn't really need to make it either. Big, big moment for Dan Atkinson now.
Free kick, a penalty kick now for the visitors. Dan Atkinson hasn't really had to make a save yet. He's got an important moment here as Solihull look to take the lead in this game. Regan Cook-Charles is going to be the man to take.
Come on, Dan.
Charles stands over it. Goalkeeper makes himself big. The penalty's taken, and it's saved! Yes! Dan Atkinson saves the penalty! He's embraced by the defence. It wasn't the best penalty, but Dan Atkinson produced the save, and it's still 0-0.
Great save, Dan. Great save. Again, not the best penalty, but he guessed the right way, and he palmed it away.
Test again for Dan Atkinson then. The corner actually goes short. Charles collects on the edge of the 18-yard box. Cuts in field. Lays it square here to Franklin. Concedes a free kick. I think it was Asamoah, was it? Or Kevin Hurst? Against Charles, he's down at the moment. So it's going to be a good shooting range. There's a 5-6-man wall again. The Lions, everybody back in the box to defend this one. Solihull Moors have already spurned the opportunity to score through a penalty. Now, with 25 minutes gone, have a chance with this free kick. And it's flighted over the wall well and in the back of the net. Disaster. Sterling scores. Geiseley fall behind. Geiseley 0, Solihull Moors 1.
Well, it was a good free kick. It was well struck, right to the right. It had Dan Atkinson scrabbling across to the far side of his goal. The wall just missed it on that occasion. The first time they jumped, timed their jump right. This time just didn't. And just flew into the top corner of the net.
Picked up by Veselovsky. Won back there by Byrne for a second, but Cassidy wins it. Byrne's down for a moment with an injury. Picked up now by Hurst on this right-hand side. Played through to Veselovsky. Guys, you need to get back on parity here. Veselovsky, ball into the box towards Rankin. Asamoah gets a touch. Oh, it just drags it. The ball dragged wide of the mark. Just sort of bounced tamely past the post. It looked like if Asamoah had got perhaps more of a connection on that, that would have been an equaliser. Lowe will cross towards the back post, towards Rankin. Goalkeeper out of his line, punches, plays the ball out towards the right-hand side. Walton gets it back in there, up towards Asamoah, who stoops to try and win the header. Still up in the air. Rankin and the goalkeeper battle for it on the edge of the six-yard box. In the end, the goalkeeper wins it, goes to ground. Half-time whistle goes. It's the stuff that we feared in the first 45. Geise, they haven't shown up. Solihull Moors lead.
Well, he made the changes last week at half-time, and it looks certainly like Danny East is going to be brought into the fray, and maybe Robert. Others.
Well, Jordan Preston's not been out on the pitch at all, and he's stripped off and ready to come on. So a double change, I should think.
To be fair, he's got a gamble.
Why not?
Geise, goal down and absolutely dreadful in that first 45. Up in the air, Veselovsky chasing. Nobody can get hold of it. Walton gets a foot through it, but again, it's collected by Solihull. Walton almost muscles his way through. Rankin does collect the ball. Gets past two, will take a shot. It's a wayward shot come across. There's a chance for Preston to chase and keep the ball in play on that left-hand side. It was a swipe by Rankin. Preston does well. Gets the ball into the box. It goes into the six-yard box, and then it's scooped over. Oof. It was a great delivery from Jordan Preston. Caused all sorts of consternation in that Solihull Moors defence. And in the end, it scooped over and behind for a Geise corner.
Michael Rankin will tell you that was a lovely ball out to the left-hand side. It was an atrocious shot, and Jordan Preston had to work his socks off to get in there. And then put a ball into the six-yard box that Solihull slightly panicked in trying to get it over the bar there. They didn't know quite what to do, and it's a corner.
Corner on this left-hand side. This time, Walton plays it in towards the six-yard box, headed by Rankin, just past the upright. Rankin leapt. It looked like he had a perfect connection on the ball. He got it down towards a goal, but not on target. Ball won now by Charles on this left-hand side for Solihull. He cuts infield once again up against Jake Lawler. He goes in towards the byline, gets the cross. It goes towards the back post. Picked up by Sterling. Sterling spins on the ball, gets a shot away. Blocked off the line, I think, there by Danny Lowe, and eventually hooped away by Connor Brown. Throw-in will be Solihull Moors, about level with the penalty spot on the right-hand side.
Really pushing our luck now. Really are pushing our luck, letting them get that much space in the box, letting them backing off and backing off and backing off and letting them get a ball into the box. It's suicide.
Can't deal with Regan Charles, can we? I hate to say it, it's dominant from Solihull, but it's picked up again. Second phase, too easy. No players engaging Carline. Ball out to the left-hand side. Sterling now running into the penalty area. Gets away, gets a shot, just flashes across the face of goal and behind for a goal kick. But there again, Amari Sterling with such space. Just showed a bit of pace, ran across the face of the defence, got the shot in, flashed across the face of goal. Goal kick again. Throw taken. Infield now, Danny Lowe. Across in the defensive line to Jake Lawler. Lawler will go long, out to the left-hand side, up towards Cassidy. He leaps, wins it. Preston takes down inside the penalty area. He's intercepted by Kettle, who does very well to clear. Gets it up towards the centre circle. No Geise players intercepting, though. And again, there's too much space for Solihull in the middle of the park here. And they run forward. Down this left flank, Sterling in oceans of space on the left-hand side. He's got options in the box, too. Plays it square to Naughty. Naughty into the box. Goes through two. He's tackled, but manages to get it out to the right-hand side. The shot is saved by Dan Atkinson. Back here to Byrne. Byrne again onto the edge of the area. Dangerous times now for Geise indeed. Charles on the edge of the D, takes a shot, deflected, but still it bounces towards a Solihull player. Back into the box, Charles blocked by Connor Brown. Still, Geise eventually clear the lines.
And trot out of the penalty
and
area
still
like it's not even bothered.
What's going on?
How on earth can you escape just narrowly missing conceding a second goal, then get possession, and then just trot out of your penalty area? Just like, oh, well, I suppose we should get up the field. It doesn't really matter. But it's the last game of the season and we need to win.
It's played up now. Boys wins the header for Geise on this right-hand side. Won by Asamoah in towards the edge of the penalty area. Crosses towards the edge of the six-yard box. Takes a deflection. Corner. It'll be a corner to Geise.
Come on, Geise. That's better. That's better. Asamoah getting down the right-hand side, running, cutting inside, putting a low cross into the six-yard box that Solihull have to deal with. Ask them questions.
There's about six buddies in the box for Geise to aim for. It's whipped in towards the back post. Jake Lawler gets the header on it. Saved by the goalkeeper. To be fair, Lawler was some distance from the goal, probably level with the penalty spot when he connected with it. He was never going to make a lot of pace on the ball. And Nathan Baxter acrobatically clutched the ball out of the air. Now Preston on the counter-attack again for Geise. A bit more purpose. He's got Boyes in space on the edge of the 18-yard box. Boyes collects, drills the ball across the face of goal. Asamoah launches himself at it. He was offside anyway, and either way, he couldn't even convert that. And it's behind for a goal kick. Danny East takes a drive from distance, straight into the midriff of the defender. Then Danny East is brought down, free kick to Geisley, 10 yards at the edge of the 18-yard box.
Again, a bit more like it, something for the crowd to get behind, trying to take shots, trying to cause problems, trying to ask this Solihull defence questions. Where the hell has this been for the rest of the game?
Walton has a chance from a free kick, three-man wall in front of him. But the intent surely will be to deliver into the box because there are seven players lined up on the edge of the 18-yard box. The high line being maintained by Solihull Moors. Referee Andy Backhouse blows a whistle. Walton goes for it, takes a shot, saved by the goalkeeper. Decent strike from Simon Walton. But Baxter was equal to it. Coyle has all the time and space in the world to play out to the left-hand side where Shade can chase down that left flank. East has to step off him. And a great effort from Shade. Bounces off the crossbar. Dan Atkinson claims at the second attempt, but Tyree Shade, he just cut in, went past Danny East, blasted the ball towards a goal. I think Dan Atkinson just got a touch on the ball, ricocheted off the crossbar. The board goes up. 4 minutes of stoppages.
Come on.
4 minutes for a miracle. The throw comes in from Brown. Bounces in the penalty area, punched away from the goalkeeper. Picked up by Walton, back here to East, who will then launch this one long, back into the box. Up goes Lanny Lowe. It's flicked turning in! A goal! A goal to Geisley! Danny Lowe has got the equaliser. Is it enough, though? That will only be decided in the next few minutes. Geisley won. Solihull Moors won.
What were you just saying? A ball into the box, crowded out the keeper. Danny Lowe rises highest. He doesn't know much about it, but he's managed to guide it into the back of the net. Is that the slice of luck we were waiting for? A lifeline! It's going to be another nervous finish here.
As it stands, Dave.
As it stands.
Geisley are back on level terms. Didn't look likely, but you felt there would be another one. It was a known goal to CDP.
We are still relying on York versus Forest Green. If that stays the same, we're out of the bottom four. As it stands.
East wins it. Now for Asamoah. Picked up by Boyes. Boyes to the right-hand side. Asamoah into the box. Goes across. Takes a shot. Scooped away by the goalkeeper. Headed away eventually by the Solihull defence. Back in the box. Asamoah with a volley high and wide. Do we need to hurry this or do we need to slow it down, Dave?
As it stands, it's still York 2, Forest Green 2. If that remains the same. If it does, a point is enough. But it's an awful big ask. And I think that York Forest Green game is running slightly behind us as well. Whatever happens, it's going to be a nervy few minutes.
Dan Atkinson takes his time. Referee blows his whistle. There's cheers, but it's premature.
Right.
It's premature.
It's far too premature.
A point might not have been enough.
It stays 2-2 at York. We still wait for the scores.
So Geisley,
still 3 minutes left to go
will
there.
Depend on the outcome, just like last season. We're sitting here waiting for the result of another game to decide our fate.
It's finished. Aldershot 2, Braintree 0. Braintree are relegated. Just that one place.
Will it be us or will it be York? This is agony, isn't it? York
Plus
City are pressing now.
You can guarantee there's another 3 minutes at least of stoppages at Bootham Crescent. We're looking at another 5 minutes to wait here. It will be the longest 5 minutes of our lives. If York City score, Geisley are down. Oh, come
the
on.
Geisley players huddled in the middle there. Crowded round. Adam Lockwood has them all together. A disappointing performance today. And news is coming
through.
And again,
it's finished!
Another miracle yes! brought at the very end thanks to a result
Lying
elsewhere.
Beauty!
Just like last season. Geisley survive on the last day of the season. Geisley survive at the end thanks to the failings of a relegation rival, but absolute delirium here at Nethermore as the Lions secure a third season in the Vanarama National. Absolute scenes now as Geisley secure another season in this division. But for such a long, long time this afternoon, it looked like relegation was looming. A late own goal, and Geisley have thanks to Forest Green's equaliser against York, or sorry, result draw at York. But what it means is the great escape is complete. You'd never have believed this in October, where we looked dead and buried after defeat after defeat after defeat. It looked like the season would be ended by March for us. And Adam Lockwood managed to turn the charges round that he had, brought in the new players, changed things round, and here we are. Guysley has survived. It's finished. Solihull Moors. Guysley won. Solihull Moors won. And the turnaround is complete.
We've got away with one. This must never, ever, ever happen again. Never again.
I don't know whether to laugh or
cry. For the sake of everybody's blood pressure, for the sake of everybody's heart rate, we cannot keep doing this. Let's concentrate, not on today, because today was terrible, but let's concentrate on that mid-season point, on that point from when Adam Lockwood came in and started turning it around, from when Dave Penny took over, from when we looked a little bit more organised defensively, from when we started scoring goals and grinding out results. That's what's kept us up. That midpoint of the season has kept us up. But all we know is that for a third consecutive season, the Lions will compete in the Vanarama National League. It finishes here. Guysley won, Solihull won, with other results.
We are staying up. Say we are staying up.
And with the Lions fans streaming onto the Nethermoor pitch, Tom Feeney caught up with as many people as possible, and Colin had a word with Adam.
Tom Feeney with Danny Lowe. Guysley are staying up, Danny. How are you feeling, mate?
Deja vu. Hey, probably. Yeah, like I say, deja vu, nothing but relief. We're probably not played as best, to be fair, today, to say what we're online, but we've dug in, showed good character, to be fair. We've had a few ups, a lot of downs, but we've always been resilient and bounced back, and that's when one thing you can say about us, and we've probably learnt to be, never give up until final whistle goes, and we've managed to pull out a bag today, so just pure elation, really, and relief.
I've got to ask, did you score?
Yeah, it came off the back of my head.
It comes off the back of your head, Danny.
Yeah.
I mean, that must be the best goal you've ever scored.
Most important. Any goals are good, so I'm not bothered. It's for the team. I'm not really bothered about myself, to be honest. As long as we've stayed in, for the guys in it, it's a team game. There's been plenty of seasons. Obviously, I've let us down a couple of times this year, so it's nice, obviously, to be on the other end of it this time. So, but like I say, it's a team effort from start to finish. No one single praise for anyone. Do you know what I mean? That's what we've built a season on when we started to turn it. Just work hard for each other. Everything's about the team. Even the lads that have been dropped, we just said stick together. Jordan came on last week, came in, changed the game for us. So it just shows you what sort of lads we've got. And like I say, roll on next year now.
And it just shows the journey we've been on, because 13 games in, we had zero wins. We've done it, we're staying up.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. It's just nothing but credit to the, obviously, Pens and Lockie have come in. Bowser's unfortunate, obviously, to lose his job in Bosch. They got us in this league. Obviously, Lockie's come in, brought Pens in, and they've been absolutely terrific. But a bit of belief. To be honest, drilled us into basics and put a lot of more professionalism in us playing. It's worked out. The objective was to stay in the league from where we were. Everybody thought we're dead and buried, and we've proven everyone wrong.
Simon Walton. Simon, I've interviewed you quite a few times over the last few weeks. I think this will be the one you enjoy the most. How are you feeling, mate?
Enjoyed it eventually. I didn't enjoy it for 95 minutes or whatever it was, I'll be honest. But I mean, today's an accumulation of the last 30-odd whatever games. Not just today. We've deserved it with his attitude and how we've kept battling, and this group of lads, the staff, we've deserved that. And like I said, it's no good saying it. We've done it today. I mean, not great, but a day like today, there's nerves, there's all sorts, but we got what we deserved in the end, and job done.
It's just written, isn't it? 90th minute ball for Danny Lett. Hits off the back of his head. He's admitted he didn't know too much about it, but just an incredible end to the season.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for Laurie, for a captain who's led us throughout, he probably couldn't have been a better goal scorer, but that's summed us up all year. We kept going to the end, and like I said, we got what we deserved, so we're up now and job done, and I'm going to enjoy it, I know that.
And Simon, I've got to ask, the song's being sung, how much does that mean to you, because they were singing it throughout the game?
Yeah, I mean, they've been brilliant, everyone who's come and supported us. It says itself. But everybody, like I said, in the club deserves it. His fans, people around the club who come every week, and the lads and the staff, and like I said, it's unbelievable.
Tom Feeney, with the Guysley man of the match, Dan Atkinson. Dan, you can finally get your breath. 1-1, we are staying up. How are you feeling, mate?
Oh, nothing beats this feeling, does it? I mean, it's why we play football. boys dug in brilliantly throughout. I mean, under the cosh for a lot of it, but to get that goal at the end to keep us up was unbelievable.
Looking at yourself, the penalty save, but what did you make of it? Was it a case that you were always going to go to the certain way?
Well, it's actually funny. Before the game, I always have a look and see which side I'd fancy taking a penalty. But when he stood up to the penalty, I had a good feeling about going to the left. So went there, and luckily he did as well. So, yeah.
And in terms of the situation of you playing today, when did you find out that Johnny weren't available and you'd be the one in between the sticks?
Well, officially it was this morning when I got to the ground. He got a knock last week in the game at Bromley. So I knew he'd been struggling all week. He's not been training. So I had kind of an idea that I might be playing, but not officially till this morning.
And when you just look at the achievement, 13 games and we had zero wins to step, it just shows what the lads have done.
Oh, it's a brilliant achievement from the boys. I mean, as you said, you know, especially to the start of the season, everybody was writing us off. And then we got our act together, got ourselves out of it, and then we found ourselves back in it towards the end of the season again. So, but it's brilliant effort from the boys this season.
Survival achieved. Amazing scenes at the end of the game, but it was a long way coming, wasn't it, this afternoon?
Yeah, to be honest about this game, the game alone, really frustrated. And like I said, I paid testament to Solihull for the way they came and set up, and I knew they would. This is what this league's about. It's a professional league. It's, you know, people do things right, and they give us a great test today. And I like to win the game, but to be honest, I was disappointed in our performance today. It's not easy on these occasions, and one thing you've got to do, you've got to keep believing and keep tugging away and keep going in what you believe. And I'm speechless really in that sense, with everybody at the club, not just the players, and everybody connected. You know, some maybe doubted us, but in general they were a great belief, and we finally achieved what we wanted to achieve.
It's a funny, I was just thinking the game in a way kind of was a symbol of our season. You know, it could have got away from us quite a lot early doors in that match. We conceded a penalty, went a goal down. It looked like we weren't going to get back into it for a good spell in the second half, yet we stuck at it, we ground out and we got our reward in the end.
I knew from the start of the game it was going to be important to not go gung-ho and not, you know, cause ourselves problems and by letting ourselves get out of sight by taking too many gambles. You can't do that in this league, or you get punished. So we had to play and we had to plug away and keep believing in what we were about. Like I say, all the hard work, maybe that's a little bit of luck we were looking for that we maybe haven't that we haven't had. So no, brilliant.
It's been an eventful first season in charge of the Lions, that's to say the least. Looks great from your perspective, you know, having turned around the side that we were, which was adrift at the bottom, to getting over the line here now. How do you reflect on the season?
Tough. You know, I knew it was going to be a mammoth task. The quality, you've seen all the sides at the bottom winning, and people look at games and think you guarantee points. No way, you never guarantee points at any level, and we've had to work and fight, and you know, anything that we can do to achieve it, we've had to do. And all the little bits, you know, competing against some massive clubs, big resources, big infrastructure, and we've had to do things a little bit different to try and, you know, to meet that and compete, and we've certainly done that. In fact, we've gone above that, and we haven't just competed. We've consistently put performances. We've had one or two setbacks, but in general, we've had a good standard throughout, and we haven't always got what we've deserved, but we've had to keep that going. So.
I would have eaten my hat if you told me in October we were going to survive, to be honest. I can't believe in a way that we've got over the line.
I forgot about October. I can't remember. I think a lot of people connect to the club actually did forget, because we've had such a good run and performances that the people did lose sight of the situation we were in, and maybe not took it as serious as what it was. But everybody's got to take credit that's connected with the club and that does. That's affiliated to it, and that you don't always have to be hands-on. You can work every little way can help it, and that's what we've got here, and that has to continue, and that's what makes you different to other clubs, and that has to be the case. We have to stay with that as much as we possibly can, and look to the future.
And so a summer of building perhaps a squad and a team for next season. What's your hopes for the future? No, that's probably quite a hard question to answer after just survival on the last day, but...
Yeah, but, I refuse to speak anything about a day past today until we achieved what we wanted to achieve, and maybe I could have done, and it could have all been to waste, but first and foremost we had to achieve what we wanted to achieve, and then we'll let the dust settle, and then we'll have a look and see where we go moving forward. Speak to everybody connected that needs to be that we need to liaise with, and as a group of people we'll come together and try and do the best for Guiseley Football Club, and whatever that is that we feel that a big group of people that have a lot of input, and we want to do best for everybody and try and improve things and make this club keep moving forward, because it's made huge steps up to now. So we'll let the dust settle, and then we'll start fresh.
Congratulations, Adam, and as you say, when the dust settles we'll reflect back on what has been a remarkable recovery for this football club, and to escape relegation even as we've done, relying on other results on the last day, it's an incredible achievement.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it eclipses anything that I've done in my playing days. The promotions and playoff wins and things like that, they're days that you take to old age and speak to your children about, and this for me eclipses any of that. I'm not one for celebrating staying up, but the situation that we're in, it's been such a journey and special, and a special group of people that's been involved in it, and in these times you make friends for life, and people might not think it, players probably don't see it, but you do, you make friends for life, and that's what we've done this year, and that's what's helped us get to where we are.
So thanks to a towering header from our captain, Danny Lowe, well, that's what he told us it was anyway, we stay in the Vanarama National League for a third season, a third consecutive season in the top flight of English football, a feat which last October you would have said was fanciful, especially as we'd gone just 3 points from those 13 games and for all the world looked like a team that would be relegated by Easter. Adam Lockwood and Dave Penny have done a magnificent job in turning this team around and keeping us in the National League. A day after the festivities at Nethermoor on Saturday, the Vixens took to the field to play Liverpool Feds in a game after which the Vixens would be presented with the league trophy and confirm their promotion up to the next division, just one division below the Women's Super League. This report from Oliver Coulthard.
Another last-minute goal at Nethermoor Park, this time humbled the home side, as Guiseley Vixens drew 1-1 with visitors Liverpool Feds. The Vixens spent the first half hour on the front foot, with Lyd Thackeray and Chantal O'Hara both going close from long-range efforts. The best chance, though, fell to Debbie Hastings, who was one-on-one with the keeper, but her attempted chip was finger-tipped over the bar. And the second half saw Danica Roberts come close early on, with her low, curving shot forcing the keeper to save with her feet. And after a period of few chances, Roberts once again came close, after an opportunistic tackle left her one-on-one with the keeper, only for her effort to come back off the Liverpool stopper. Despite this, Geisley had a let-off shortly after, when a Liverpool striker was found in space just 6 yards out of the goal, but somehow sent her shot over. However, Geisley finally managed to break the deadlock, when a free kick on the edge of the D was buried into the back of the net by O'Hara to give them a deserved 1-0 lead. And the game looked to be heading Geisley's way late on, after a Liverpool player received a red card for bad language towards the referee. Instead, however, the last attack of the match saw Geisley concede a dramatic last-minute goal, which sees their last match of the season at Nethermore end on as even.
After the game, Oliver caught up with Geisley Vixen's managers Glenn Preston and Kyle O'Reilly and Chantal O'Hara.
In the end, it's ended 1-1. Do you think you should have got more from the game?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a reasonably even game at times. But I think when you reflect back and look at the quality of chances both sides have created, I think we've created 4, maybe 5 absolute clear-cut chances through the game. 3 or 4 of them 1v1s with a goalkeeper, which is, you know, we've got to bury 2 or 3 of those. On the opposite end, I think they've probably created 1 or 2 clear-cut chances. But on the balance of chances, we certainly, I think, should have come away with the 3 points.
Do you think Liverpool feds were the toughest opposition so far?
Quite possibly, yes. But we knew that coming into the season. They're a team that try to do similar things to ourselves. They're quite well versed. So it's almost a case of playing against yourselves, and that's where we've set up this week. And you know what? We've done a very, very good job of doing that. It's a kick in teeth to concede so late. They're a good team. In my mind, I think they're probably favourites for next year.
I think we've also, from an off-the-ball point of view, I think we've really nullified them today, because they are a good side on the ball and they do like to pass it around and play out from the back a lot. And I think we've really stifled them today, and I think our players deserve a lot of credit, because some of the defending and some of the control off the ball today was absolutely superb from our players.
And what did you make of the red card?
Well, I think we're all a little bit surprised. I'm not 100% certain what it's for. I think that she's said something to the referee. Seemed harsh by all accounts, but, you know, some referees are... If you say the wrong things to him, these things happen.
And on tour next week?
Yeah, looking forward to it. They want to sort of knock us off as purchase such, similar to Feds today, their league rivals. So they'll be up for it, well up for it. They've beat us this season in Cup, we've beat them in league, so it's all square as it stands. So yeah, it sets up for a nice encounter.
So it's a 1-1 draw in the end. Do you think you deserve it on the balance of play?
I think we didn't deserve the 1-1. We was pretty dominant throughout the game. They had one shot in the second half and scored. So
how disappointing is it to draw to a last minute goal like that?
I think it's really disappointing, because as much as we've won the league, we don't want to come away with any less points than we deserve. So it is disappointing, but they played really well and they kept the ball well, and they were probably the most difficult opponents we've had all season, really. So I think in general it was a good performance, but they played well.
Was the wind a slight factor in stopping you from playing your game properly?
I think in the first half it was, especially from set pieces and corners. It was kind of swinging in a little bit more than usual, but we defended well and didn't get anything. I think second half, I didn't really think it played any factor in the game.
Of course, in the second half, you put them 1-0 up from that free kick. Do you normally get free kicks like that?
I've scored a few free kicks this season. I wouldn't say it was one of my best free kicks, and the keeper probably didn't maybe see it until the last minute and went through her hands. But no, any goal's good, and I'll take anything, to be honest.
Well, anyway, you'll have to wait another week probably till you lift the trophy. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, it's been a good season. We're a good group of girls, and I think we deserve to win. To win the league, so it'll be nice when we pick it up next week all together.
Alright, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
Don't forget, for all the latest information on Geisley, you can check out the Geisley website, which is geisleyafc.co.uk, or follow us on Twitter at geisleyafc, or you can search geisleyafc on Facebook. There you will find all the latest information, news on season tickets, as well as the ins and outs that will surely be happening at Nethermore over the summer. And while we can't be sure of the exact ins and outs at Nethermoor over the summer, it does look like one man has left the club. Adam Boyes tweeting a couple of days ago on his account, I'd just like to thank everyone associated with Geisley AFC for everything they've done for me over the last 3 years. I've loved my time here, made lots of friends and met some amazing people, and proud to have been part of this football club. A great 3 years we've had, lots of ups and downs, but mainly ups, from staying up on the last day last season, and of course the roller coaster this year, staying up on the final day again. The best memory will always be that day at Chorley. I'll never forget that day. What an achievement. It's been a frustrating season personally for myself, as I haven't played a lot, and at my age now I need to be playing regularly. It's sad that after 3 years it's all come to an end, but I'll always wish the club well in the future. So it looks like Boyesy's on his way out of the club. The man who gets the ball and scores a goal has departed Nethermoor, perhaps for the final time. So here we here at Geisley Radio just like to pay a little tribute.
Boys is onside, gets the ball, and he's on the edge of the area and applies the finish.
Fantastic finish from Adam Boyes. He's been threatening to do it for a couple of games now. We've said he looked like a striker who had everything.
Brooksby now on the edge of the 18-yard box, comes charging in, plays the ball across the face of goal, palmed away, put into the back of the net, and it's Adam Boyes who has got Geisley's third. The Lions are in dreamland this evening.
Oh, what a fantastic goal that is.
One over the top, Adam Boyes takes it down inside the penalty area, takes it deep past the goalkeeper. Geisley have scored. Adam Boyes has got a goal back in this game, and the Lions have a lifeline once again. 2-1 to Chorley.
Oh, that was a fantastic goal by Adam Boyes. He took his time and he slotted it past the goalkeeper, and we just have the tiniest little bit of hope.
Tilson's got a bit of space to work in, crosses it into the box. Boyes with a header. Oh, what a header! Adam Boyes has put the ball in the top right-hand corner. Boyes is the man of the moment again.
You couldn't have written this script, could you?
Adam Boyes. Adam Boyes bearing down on goal. Boyes hooks in a header. Adam Boyes! Oh, what a goal! Adam Boyes! And that is absolutely brilliant. Cometh the hour, cometh the man. What a goal from Adam Boyes.
Well, that was an absolutely extraordinary goal.
First time, chips it back up towards Boyes. Boyes gets the flick on the ball at the feet of Dudley. Lays it back to Boyes.
Oh, Adam Boyes! That's a great finish! Wonderful play between Anthony Dudley and Adam Boyes.
Adam Boyes, Adam Boyes, he got the ball, he scored another goal. And that'll do it for the Lions Roar this season. Thanks again for downloading and contributing during this somewhat tumultuous season. Cheers as well to all our correspondents, Colin Robertson, Nick Keefe, Chris Bell, Tom Feeney, Adam Bridson, Nick Sharp, Eddie Towers, Southern correspondent Sandy Beeson, and Vixen's reporters Oliver Coulthouse and Connor Craig-Jackson. Thanks to Lockie for talking post-match with Colin, especially those times you really didn't want to, as well as all the staff, players and fans at Geisley for your support. If you want to get in touch with us over the summer, then as always, we want to see the Geisley shirt on tour. We love those. Send your photos of Lions kit in unusual places to radio@geisleyafc.co.uk. Or if you want to catch up with us on Twitter, we're @GeisleyRadio, where you can also let us know your thoughts, your opinions, your abuse on what needs to happen at Nethermoor this summer. We'll be back next season with a new podcast and, I don't know, maybe a change of name. After all, after Saturday, perhaps we're not so much Harry Ramsden as Harry Houdini. The Great Escape is completed, though, and you can breathe out now. See you soon.
To East, who will then launch this one long, back into the box. Up goes Lanny Lowe. It's flicked on and in! A goal! A goal to Geisley! Danny Lowe has got the equaliser, just like last season. We're sitting here waiting for the result of another game to decide our fate. And the news is coming
through.
And again, another miracle brought at the very end, thanks to a result elsewhere. Just like last season, Geisley survive on the last day of the season.